Parashat Shemot, we read how Hashem asks Moshe to liberate his nation from Egypt's back-breaking labor. Moshe, however, responds with five reasons why he cannot accept the charge to release them. At first, Moshe explains that he's not worthy of delivering Hashem's message to Paro. Ve'omer Moshe el Elohim, mi anochi ki yelech el Paro v'chi yotzi et bnei Yisrael mimitzrayim. Moshe said unto Hashem, who am I that I should go on to Paro and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? He explains that in this pasuk, Moshe was giving Hashem two reasons why he could not communicate with Paro. Number one, of what importance am I that I should speak with monarchs? And B, even if I am sufficient importance of speaking with them, how is Klal Yisrael merited that a miracle should be wrought for them and that I should bring them out of Egypt? Moshe also tells Hashem that the nation of Israel will not trust him. V'yan Moshe v'yomar v'hen lo ya'aminu li v'lo yishmeu b'kuli ki yomru lo nira elech Hashem. Moshe answered and he said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, for they will say Hashem has not appeared unto you. Moshe here is concerned that the Israelites, who have separated from their homeland and have been enslaved for so long, will not know who Hashem is. Moshe, the deceiver of Israel's responses seem quite puzzling. Indeed, Midrash Rabbah writes that Hashem was upset at Moshe's doubt and gossip of the nation, and this is why Hashem set one of Moshe's signs as a snake, a nachash, to hint to Moshe that he was following the snake's path. And gossip, the gossip of the snake in Gan Eden, was instrumental in convincing Chava and subsequently Adam to eat from its hadat. The question, why was Moshe doubtful of the nation's worthiness for Ge'ulah in the first place? There's a nice approach found in Sefer Petuchei Chutam, written by Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzira. He suggests that because Hashem informed Avraham that his children would be slaved in Egypt 400 years, Moshe was skeptical that they would consider his message upon approaching them only after 210 years of servitude. Klal Yisrael knew that Hashem symbolizes truth, and if Hashem said 400 years, there's no way that they could be freed now. Hashem therefore explained to Moshe that precisely because of his character of truth, Klal Yisrael must be informed that they are now worthy of an earlier departure. He provides two reasons for why they were indeed this early departure. Number one, due to their own repentance, and number two, it's due to the Egyptians overworking the Israelites to the extent that their 210 years of labor was equal to 400 years of labor. Hashem's character of truth cannot allow the Israelites to be punished more than necessary. Rabbi Yaakov explains that this was exactly the dialogue between Moshe and Hashem. Moshe was skeptical of going over to Klal Yisrael and passing along this message, and Hashem explained to Moshe why the message still remains. Sfat Emet offers an alternative approach as to why Moshe was hesitant of passing along Hashem's message to the nation. He explains that Moshe was afraid that if the nation would appear as righteous and upright, this might preclude the possibility of an exodus occurring later on when they are not at a high level of Rechniut like today. That's why Moshe's doubts of the nation's worth were just an attempt to avoid setting a standard where Klal Yisrael are only fit to be freed if they are pious.